The city of Bloomington may be shoring up diversity programming at its Saturday Farmers Market to create a sense of inclusion and safety. That comes at a recommendation of a Farmer Market Advisory Council subcommittee, which met last night. Farmers Market Coordinator Marcia Feldman says the market is possibly the most diverse space in Bloomington, but there is always more that can be done. She said the Broadening Inclusion Subcommittee will be recommending changes to the structure and programming of the market to improve inclusion.
They mentioned some existing programs that could potentially be expanded on, like we have celebrations of diversity that take place at the market. For example, this weekend, the Mandela Fellows will be there. It's 25 people from 16 different sub-Saharan countries, and they are here for a cultural exchange and will be at the market sharing their culture with our community. In September, we work with Community and Family Resources on an event called Fiesta del Otoño that celebrates Hispanic culture. So these are existing programs, but taking a look at them, you know, are there more that we can do? Are there ways that we can expand upon our existing ones to, you know, again, broaden inclusion in the market?
The Broadening Inclusion Subcommittee was formed in response to community concerns over a market vendor with alleged ties to a white supremacist group. Schooner Creek Farm proprietors Sarah Dye and Doug Mackey are alleged to be aligned with Identity Europa, which now goes by the name American Identity Movement. Dye and Mackey have not incited violence at the market or distributed threatening materials there. Still, many community members of color say the farmers market feels unsafe to them now. But increasing diversity programming doesn't address the request by some community members to oust Schooner Creek Farms from the market. Feldman says the city is trying to work within given legal parameters to address the situation compassionately.
You know, they are alleged white supremacists. You know, is white supremacy in all its forms repugnant? Yeah, of course it is, but it's not the only consideration regarding course of action. And the city is obligated to consider other things. So the advisory council, with the understanding that given the knowledge we have now, the city is not able to legally remove a vendor from the market or this vendor from the market. So what they want to do is find ways to address people's concerns, because of course, you know, we are deeply concerned that, you know, there are people who feel unsafe in the market. And so what we want to do is work within the structure to find compassionate ways to deal with this situation.
Feldman said the city's legal department is planning a community forum for July 11th, where the legal staff can take questions about the city's response to the situation.
There will be at least one outside speaker, and the main focus is on what the city can and cannot do from a legal perspective.
Feldman could not provide any more specifics. City Attorney Philippa Guthrie is coordinating the event, but was unavailable for comment.